Okay, did I talk over it again? Somebody was saying something.
Greetings, good morning, God morning, great morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your announcer, Timothy Alexander White. Saturated Sunday, preparing our hearts and minds for collective worship at our individual churches. Today, we dedicate our intercession to churches near and far and pray that people are empowered to live a life of purpose as a result of the gospel. What better way to start our day than with the on-fire man of God, Pastor Lavelle Jones, as he walks through the Word with passion and power. Put your seatbelts on. We're not a church. We're just a bunch of radical believers that know that the effectual continued prayers of the righteous availeth much. We empower you to go back into your local church and assist in holding up the arms of your set man or woman of God assigned to your life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sunday, Saturated Sunday. Welcome to Declare Victory. I'm your host, Pretty Patrice. And the lineup or the events for the day are, we have no events, but we have prayer requests and praise reports. We have praise report from Patty. She finally got the go-ahead to go and see her son, Justin, at the fire camp. Hootie-hoo! And Imani got an A in her computer class. Woody hoo, woody hoo, woody hoo. And also, she had an event on yesterday, and it was awesome. She did it by herself without a husband. Also, I would like to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and ask you guys to remember to mute your phones, mute your lines, either with your star six or your mute feature. And remember to pray for the suggested prayer headlines that were asked. And with that, I will give you the lineup for today, June 21st. And the greeter was Bubbly. And the hostess is myself, Pretty Patrice. Scripture will be read by Valuable Valicita. Declaration will be done by Pastor Lavelle. First prayer warrior is Tiffany. Second prayer warrior is Arlita. Third prayer warrior is Bernice. And the closer will be Dion instead of Ravonda. Again, I'll repeat it. The greeter was Bubbly. Hostess is myself, Pretty Patrice. Scripture will be read by Valuable Valicita. Declaration will be done by Pastor Lavelle. And our first prayer warrior is Tiffany. Our second prayer warrior is Arlita. Third prayer warrior is Bernice. And Dion will close us out. Again, remember to mute your lines. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. And as I pass the call.
Can somebody fill in the gap? Whoever has the scripture.
Isaiah 54, verses 1 through 6, okay? Sing, barren women, who has never had a baby. Fill the air with song, you who've never experienced childbirth. You're ending up with far more children than all those childbearing women. God says so. Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large, spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. God has shown us yet another expression of his love, another opportunity to be here, and for that we do thank God. Excuse the rasp in my voice. Trying morning, missing my dad this morning. Those of you that have fathers, call your dad, go see your dad, go hug your dad. Miss him dearly. It's been 2 years since he's been gone. Thank you, Bubbly, for greeting us, and Pretty Patrice for announcing, and Miss Barbara, thank you for the scripture. I want to get right into it. I want to do it a little different today. And since we don't do a lot of talking on the tail end, I'm going to use a little more on the front end, if y'all don't mind. Also, yesterday I had a chance to go sit down with Brother Previs for a couple hours, y'all. He looks wonderful. Keep him lifted up. Please keep him lifted up. Joshua 24:14 says, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. And watch this, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Verse 15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to kind of piggyback on what Lisa did yesterday. So I just want to talk about serving God is a choice. A young trainee asked a successful bank president, "What is the secret of your success?" The president responded, "The secret of my success is I make good decisions." The trainee inquired further, "How did you learn to make good decisions?" The president responded by saying, "From the wisdom I gained while making bad decisions." I hazard the hunch today that every one of us on this line have gained great wisdom from having made some bad decisions. And so today I want to kind of lay out a biblical recipe on how to make good choices. One writer said that it is the path of least resistance that causes both people and rivers to become crooked. So people in life can say with Robert Frost that two roads diverged in the wilderness, and I took the road less traveled by. Another poet put it much better than I can. He says, "Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Sow a destiny, and you will reap eternity." But it all starts with making the first choice. I think it was a writer by the name of Ralph Sotman who said that the choices you make today will determine which choices will be available to you on tomorrow. I shared with my daughter on yesterday the same thing. I told her, if you're going to choose to be successful tomorrow, you must first choose to study today. And so it was this issue of choice that motivated Joshua to call the people of Israel together. Those of you who are Bible readers, you know that he called two special meetings. The first meeting he called is recorded in chapter 23, and in chapter 23 he called together the elders and the leaders of the 12 tribes, and he called them to meet him at a place called Shiloh. And he preached to them at Shiloh about the subject on God against apostasy. And his concern was ratified in the very next book, which is Judges, when it says the worst time in the history of Israel was when every man did what was right in his own eye. But in this chapter that we're looking at today, Joshua delivers his swan song. It's his final message. He calls the people together not at Shiloh, but at Shechem. I wish I had time to really talk about Shechem. Some of you remember Shechem. That's where Abraham stopped after entering the land of Canaan to build his first altar unto God. Shechem was where Jacob stopped to take the idols from his family as he ran from Uncle Laban. Shechem was where Moses told Joshua to stop and have revival after they crossed over the Jordan River. Somebody needs to mute their phone. And past Jericho and Ai, to stop between Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal and have a time of rededication, it was at Shechem And 2,000 years later is where Jesus would meet the woman at the well. It was in the Valley of Shechem. And it's in the same Valley of Shechem where Joshua gathers together the 12 tribes. And if y'all don't mind, let me just use my sanctified imagination. Joshua, who at the time was a centenarian, in fact, he was 110 years of age. And it almost like I can hear Joshua saying, "My brothers and sisters, I have more days behind me than I have in front of me." And I talked to God the other night, and God told me that it won't be long before I depart from this place, and I'm going to live in that celestial city where there's no more tears and no more death. But I want you to make me a promise that after I'm dead and gone, that you'll keep on serving Jehovah. And Joshua had good reason to impose this upon the people, because he had literally seen them waffle and vacillate and turn to idol gods. So I can hear Joshua saying, "I know you. I know your nature. I know what you're prone to do. I know your inclination, and therefore I want you to make a decisive decision today that when I'm gone, you'll serve Jehovah." Now, that brings me up to the text, because in the rest of this declaration, it deals with the various aspects of making the right choice. First of all, I need y'all to see in the A part of verse 14, it says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." The first thing that I want you to examine with me is the renewal of choice. You need to understand that this was not the first time that God had required his people to renew their choice. This is chapter 23 and 24 together consists of what is called a Suranian treaty. And a Suranian treaty has to do with the vassals or the subject of a king declaring and reaffirming their loyalty and love for the king as their lord. And so this was not the first time that God had required his people to renew their choice. They first made this covenant unto Abraham, and then they made it unto Moses. In the text, they're making it unto Joshua. And 600 years from this text, they will make the same covenant unto David. So notice over and over and over and over again that God requires his people to renew their choice. And y'all, I've come to understand that I believe this is what declared victory is all about. Every morning we get on the phone, it's about renewal, it's about revival, it's about reaffirming, it's about rededicating, renew your choice. Now, God requires that you renew your choice because God understands some things about us that we don't like to admit about ourselves. You see, there's some things about how we are as humans, constituted and capacitated. There is what I like to call this atavistic drag of human nature that somehow pulls us down away from those noble, lofty commitments that we make to God. And you see, all of us on this line have made noble promises to God. "God, if you do this for me, I promise." Only to have to come back and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I meant it when I said it, but Lord, you know how I am. I'm made of dust. I'm made of human weakness." Perhaps the song is right. "I'm prone to wonder. I'm prone to leave the Lord that I love. And so often, Lord, I walk away from you even though you've done so much for me." And we have to come back to the altar of grace and renew our choice. Well, somebody on this line today, you've got to renew your choice. Now, the renewal of choice suggests to us that our human decisions are not etched in concrete. Because as humans, we can make a decision today and walk contrary to that decision tomorrow. So when you make a decision to accept Christ that results in salvation, you don't ever have to make that decision again, because the salvific decision is a once-in-a-lifetime decision, but the sanctification decision is a daily decision. And I know you're on the line. I know you got your Bibles and all of that. I know some of you chose Christ 10, 20, 30, some 60 years ago. But the question of the hour is not how long ago you chose the Lord. The question of the hour is, did you choose him this morning? And let me tell you what happened to me last night. Yesterday, I got up early in the morning and I prayed and I crucified and I mortified the flesh. And I went through the day yesterday crucifying and mortifying the flesh. But when I went to bed last night, I was real tired, and the flesh was still crucified. But when I woke up this morning, that old flesh had resurrected on me, y'all. And it was sitting on the side of the bed waiting on me to get up. And before I go to church this morning, before I even came on the line, I had to renew my choice. I had to crucify the flesh all over again. So you got to renew your choice on a daily basis. You see, there comes a time in this walk when your excitement will die down, when your joy is not what it used to be, when Bible study becomes a drudgery, when prayer becomes difficult, when church going becomes nothing more than a habit. You got to go back and renew your choice. So in that same verse, listen to what it says. It says, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and served the Lord. Now, the first time I read that, y'all, I couldn't believe what my eyes were seeing. I want you to listen to it intently and put away the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the river. Now, let me deliver you to the scene. Moses, on his way to talk to Pharaoh, passed by this Israelite ghetto where they were housed in tents and tenements. And he told them to go back because when I get through talking to Pharaoh, God's going to do something to Pharaoh, and he's going to let you go. When he got back, Pharaoh told him, get out of town and get out of the country. Now, they went into their tents and put all of their clothes, they packed all of their goods, but in their suitcases, they put their idol gods. But you say, Jones, how did they have idol gods? You have to understand that every Israelite in this text grew up in Egypt, was born in Egypt. They looked like the Egyptians. They talked like the Egyptians. They smelled like the Egyptians. They were Egyptian to the bone. All they knew was Egyptian theology. It had been 430 years since they had came down into Egypt, and the God of Abraham was an ancient and irrelevant thought. All they knew was Egyptian theology. So here they are now, leaving Egypt with idols in their suitcases, following a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night with idols in their suitcases. God pulled back the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry land between those walls of waters with idols in their suitcases. 38 years in the wilderness, eating heavenly honey bread and delectable quail meat with idols in their suitcases. Their clothes and their shoes never wore out, but they had idols in their suitcases. God let down a heavenly hydraulic system and opened the torrid waters of the Jordan River, and they walked over with idols in their suitcases. They defeated the seven nations that inhabited Canaan, but they had idols in their suitcases. And then they had 38 years of peace with idols in their suitcases. And after 75 years, Joshua called the congregation together and said, you thought I didn't know, but you've been giving God lip service. But when you went back in your tents, you bowed down and worshiped Egyptian idols. And now if you're going to make a choice, there are two things you must do. On one hand, you must let go of, and on the other hand, you must lay hold on. There are some things you got to let go of if you're going to choose God, and there are some things that you must lay hold on if you're going to choose God. This executive of a Christian organization, he hired a young executive, and he said the young man was the most gifted executive that he had ever hired, but he wasn't coming up to par. And so the executive took the young executive for a long walk, and he said, as they were walking, he asked him, he said, what's in your back pocket? He had his back pocket. He said, my back pocket? What do you mean? Nothing in my back pocket. He said, no, you don't understand what I mean. He said, when you left your last job, did they tell you if you didn't cut it over here, you can always have your previous job back? He said, yes, sir. He said, that's what you're holding in your back pocket. And you can't give this job your best because you're holding on to what's in your back pocket. And that's what I want to ask this morning. What's in your back pocket? Whatever it is keeping you from giving God your best, that's what's in your back pocket. It may be education in your back pocket. It may be your acquisition in your back pocket. It may be your ambition in your back pocket. It may be some man or some woman, your desire to get rich in your back pocket. But whatever it is keeping you from giving God your best. Did you notice that when Jesus went into the temple, the Bible said he turned over the tables? You know why he turned over the tables, don't you? He turned over the tables because it was the tables they were counting on. Now, whatever it is you're counting on, Jesus wants to turn it over so you can learn how to lean and depend on him. Not only must you let go of some things, but you must lay hold on some things. It's not enough to hold on to religion, because religion is man's search for God. You need to hold on to Jesus, because Jesus is God's search for man. You've got to hold on to the Word of God. You've got to hold on to the Spirit of God. You've got to hold on to prayer. You've got to hold on to the Lord's church. Also in this text is the responsibility of church, because verse 15 says, and if it seem unreasonable to you to serve the Lord, choose you, not your daddy, not your mother, not your pastor, but you choose whom you will serve. And then at the bottom of the verse, he says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, you have a personal responsibility to choose your God. Now, this is where I want to piggyback what Lisa said yesterday, because you got to be careful about the God that you choose. Because whatever God you choose, you become just like your God. Have you ever noticed that we are so irresponsible about spiritual things, and many of us say, let my parents choose for me? My daddy was a preacher. My mother was a missionary. My cousin is a good deacon. But the Bible says, choose you whom you will serve. Now, did you notice that Jesus was always pushing people to make a choice? He asked his disciples one day, thank you, Lisa, whom do men say that I am? And they started giving all sorts of answers. They say, some say that you're Elijah because of your praying. Some say that you're John the Baptist because of your preaching. Some say that you're one of the prophets because of your pathos. And some say that you're a revolutionary insurrectionist because of your pedagogy. Jesus said enough about the grapevine. Whom do you say that I am? What's your decision? And right then, Simon Peter scaled the heights of inspiration and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Notice in the text that Joshua gave them four choices, and I'm closing. He said, first of all, you can serve the gods that your father served beyond the river. Then you can serve the gods of the Egyptians. Then you can serve the gods of the Amorites, or you can serve Jehovah. Now, when he talked about the gods beyond the river, he was talking about the gods that belonged to the Babylonian pantheon. That was the god that Abraham and his father Torah served, who was an idol moon worshiper. But he also said you can serve the gods down in Egypt. And the Egyptians served the gods of the rain, the sun, the gods of fertility, and the gods of now. He says you can serve that god. Or you can serve the god of the Amorites. And the gods of the Amorites was Molech, who required human and child sacrifice. He said you can serve that god. He said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the living God. Well, today when you talk about Jesus, there are all kinds of opinions about him. Some say he was a legend. Some say he was a lunatic. Some say he was a liar. But there are very few of us, what's your choice, who will call him the Lord. I'll tell you what the New Testament calls him. The New Testament calls him Jesus Christos, Christos Kyrios. Jesus Christ is the Lord. That's who he is. He's the Lord. Now, this is the challenge, y'all, in the home for those of us who are leaders in the home. Now, I know that's not popular, but it is biblical. Not only are we responsible for a personal relationship, but you ought to hold a spiritual umbrella over your family. Dr. E.K. Bailey tells a story, let me close with this, of how one day he was standing at the door on the side of the church, and he says he got there real early, about 7, and about 7:20, he said one of the deacons and his family showed up, and he walked in the door, and he said, good morning, Deke. He said, good morning, Pastor. He said, how you doing? He said, I'm doing great today. Wife walked in, he spoke to her. Daughter walked in, he spoke to her. He looked back and he said, where's your son? He said, Pastor, he didn't feel like coming to church this morning. Dr. Bailey said, he didn't feel like coming? He said, how old is that boy? And he started bristling because he saw where he was going. He said, he's 14. He said, and he didn't feel like coming? He said, no. Dr. Bailey said, whose house is that? And he started bristling a little more because he felt like he was challenging his manhood. He said, that's my house. He said, okay, he's 14, he's your house, but why didn't you encourage him to come? He said, well, I promised the Lord that I would never make my children go to church like my parents made me. He said, now that sounds pretty good, but I do see that you're still in church. And you're not dead, and you do have a family, and you qualified to be a deacon in this church. So all that your parents did wasn't bad in making you go to church. He said, that's right, but I still have some hang-ups about it. He said, listen, Deke, you can't choose that which you have not been exposed to. And, y'all, I can't expect my children to speak French and they've never been taught French. I can't expect them to be a mathematician and they've never been taught math. Well, it's the same way with God, y'all. You cannot choose God until you've been exposed to God. God gave children parents for one good reason, and that's why they're children. For the first 18 to 21 years of the child's life, your job is to expose them. And when they're grown and gone, because when you're grown, here's when you're gone. Because I found out something about grown folks, y'all. Grown folk pay their own bills. Grown folk have a place to stay. Grown folk are responsible for themselves. And after they're grown and gone, then if you've exposed them adequately, they will have the wherewithal to make a choice. And, y'all, we've got to make the right choice. I posed the same question Lisa did. Who do you say he is? What do you call him? What's your choice? It's very important that we just not make that one-time choice. But we've got to make that choice on a daily basis. We've got to call him the Lord on a daily basis. Pray my strength. God bless you. May God keep you as I pass the call.
Somebody fill up the gap.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for this day, Lord. Thanking you for waking us this morning. Thanking you for keeping us while we slept, keeping our families while we slept. Lord, thank you for sending your angels around to protect us. Lord, may they continue to protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day, Lord. And we say happy Father's Day, Lord, to all of the fathers on the call and all of the fathers around the world. May we continue to lift our fathers. May we continue to lift our men. And we just thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for them being the men that they are in you and in Christ. And we just want to honor, we just want to say thank you today to them, Lord, and thank you for allowing them to be in our lives and be a part of our lives, Lord. Thank you for each and every person on this call. Thank you for those who have went before me. Thank you for bubbling that amazing greeting this morning. Thank you for Pretty Patrice in her announcing this morning. Thank you for Pastor Lavelle and that message this morning. Thank you for pouring into each and every one of them, Lord, so that they may pour into us. And we just thank you for those who will go after me and who will pray for others after me in your name, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to just speak this morning and come before you and praise you. As we go to our churches this morning and we worship, Lord, we just ask you to keep each and every one of us safe. Keep each and every one of us in our churches, Lord, safe and protected, Lord, and allow us to worship you and praise you loud and mighty in your Son's name. We just thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless those who have asked for prayer, Lord. We are so thankful that Patricia will be going off to see her son, Justin, today, Lord. Thank you for allowing this to manifest and to take place. Thank you for approving the process so that she can go and see Justin today. Her and her husband will be able to go and see their son today. We are so thankful for that, and we glorify you for allowing her and her husband this moment and this time. And may that that visit today be just as joyous and just as happy and just as loving. And may you be in that, wherever they are, you be with them, Lord, and just allow them to just love on each other and just share each other's, the time that they have, and just share with each other the love that they have for each other. We want to thank you for allowing Amani to receive that A in her computer class. It is a blessing, Lord, to go back to school and do what we've always wanted to do, and just allow us to study and have that ethic, Lord, for I know what it feels like to be in school and to go back to school as an adult, and we just thank you for that thrive and that drive and that push. We are so proud of Amani today, Lord. May you continue to push those A's out. May you continue to keep her in the study habits. May you continue to keep her on that path to graduation, and all of those who are going back to school as adults, may you continue to pour into them, Lord, so that they will receive what is granted at the end, Lord, which is that degree or whatever they are seeking, Lord, at this time. We just thank you for their spirit, and may you continue to have that drive in them and to push them, Lord, to continue to push them to their goals and to that level of opportunity that awaits them. So we just say thank you, and we are so very happy for Imani and those grades, Lord. And any prayer that I may have missed that was spoken or unspoken, you know their request, you know their prayer, you know their need, Lord. May you continue to touch them. May you continue to touch Claire's husband, Previs, Lord. Continue to be there with him, Lord. Just continue to look out for him and his family and his daughter, Andrika, Lord. Continue to touch her mind. Continue to touch her heart. Continue to spread within her your love, Lord, so that she can see that you are there for her, Lord. Continue to allow her to follow you and to trust you and to follow the light that leads to you, Lord. May we continue to pray for her, pray for her family, stand in the gap, intercede on their behalf, Lord. It's just something that's touching me, that's asking me to pray for that family, Lord. So continue to pray for that family. We pray that Brevis finds work that will be allowed to him. Can someone please put their phone on mute? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing them to put that phone on mute. Lord, that will give him a job that allows him to provide for his family in a way that is suitable for his family. And we just thank you. I thank you for everyone on this call for waking us up this morning to praise you, to allowing your praise, your words to be the first thing off our lips this morning. Lord, I just thank you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name, Lord. As I get ready to pass the call, I pray that you pour into those who will be praying after me. Allow them to pour out, Lord. Pray on the behalf of others. Intercede on the behalf of others. Be there. Be the light for others, Lord. We ask this and all prayers in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. As I pass the call.
So most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your grace, God. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your loving kindness, which has been better than life to us. God, we thank you for a day to celebrate our fathers, Lord God. We thank you for the ability and the desire, Father God, to not only celebrate them, God, but to remind them of their greatness, to remind them of our gratitude toward them, Lord God. We thank you for the fathers that have added to the lives of the fatherless children, Lord God, those that have decided to mentor, those that have decided to embrace and to cover and to keep and to sow into. God, I thank you for Newton Carey Jr. this morning. I thank you for all that he's done in my life, God. I thank you that he's still here to be celebrated, God. Thank you for all the men that are on the line, Lord God, for how they've been fathers, Lord God. I bless Cedric this morning, Father God. Bless Lavelle this morning, Father God. Bless Andrew, Father God. Bless Jeff, Lord God, and Eric, Father God. Lord God, bless Michael Baldwin and Larry Perkins, Father God. Lord, bless Overseer Jeremiah Martin. Bless E.K. Dawson for all the boys and girls that he has been representative of a father to. Father God, bless each and every one of the fathers on the line. God bless Previs in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for his heart, God. Bless him indeed. God bless Wayne and Wayne, Father God. God bless LaRon. Bless Brian in the name of Jesus. Bless Lonnie, oh God, and Maddie in the name of Jesus. God, and bless Mr. Franklin, Lord, for all that he is, Lord God. Continue to build him up and keep him in the name of Jesus. God bless each and every father on the line. God bless Tracy's husband in the name of Jesus. God, continue to keep him and make him and mold him and shape him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and for each and every additional father that's representative on the line, Lord God, Valacita's husband, Lord God, bless him and bless him indeed. God, continue to cover and keep him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless Justin, Lord God, as he's away, Lord God, that even his children would remember him today on Father's Day. Lord God, bless Michael Denham, Lord, and Arthur McFarlane in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and even for the men that haven't been the most paternal parents, Lord God, that their children would still reverence them in honor of what your word declares for their life. God, and we ask that you bless every pastor, Lord God, that stood in the gap as father, spiritual and sometimes natural, Father, Lord God. Bless them and bless them indeed. God bless Zach Carey and Santos Howard and Patrick Foster, Henry Washington, Father God. Lord, all the fathers that I've experienced, Lord God. My Uncle Lamone, God bless him and bless him indeed. My Uncle Derek Jackson, God, you know all about them. Lord, for all that they've sown into me, just from observation, God, Stanton Blewett, in the name of Jesus. E. Dewey Smith, oh God, bless him and bless his boys, in the name of Jesus. God, Craig Oliver, Lord God, you know all about them. You know how great they are and what they've done, not just for their families, but for nations, for the kingdom, Lord God. We just thank you this morning, God. I pray that you visit every service this morning. God, that you cover it with your love, God, that you send your protecting angels, Lord God, that it would not be any disarray this morning, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for all of the families in South Carolina that are still grieving, for all the families in Ireland that are still grieving, Lord God, for a father this morning won't be celebrated by his child because of mayhem and mishap. Lord God, so we ask that you be the comforter right now, in the name of Jesus. God bless Daryl Phillips, Lord God, and Stephen Parker. Lord God, you know all about them. Continue to use them, God, and move in their lives and make them the fathers that you called them to be, in the name of Jesus. God, and then I pray for William Coleman, Lord God, for the father that he is in his greatness, Lord God. Kevin, Lord God, David Jackson, Lord God, you know all about them. God, continue to bless them, cover them, keep them, make them, mold them, shape them in the name of Jesus. God, let our boys have an example, Lord God, that would not only glorify you, Lord God, but that would edify the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for every city represented on the call this morning. We pray for every state, Lord God. I even pray for Barack Obama, Lord God, for his example, for his loving kindness, Lord, for his own children and for nations and generations. God, continue to keep us. Keep us mindful that it is because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being. God, help us to know who we say that you are to us, oh God, that you would continue to keep us, Lord God, continue to develop us and grow us up, mature us in your word, in your will, and in your way. Continue to help us to help one another, Lord God, to lift one another up in the name of Jesus. God, continue to manifest your presence in our lives that men might see your glory and come crying, what must I do to be saved? God, I thank you in advance for how you're answering prayers, Lord God. I pray for my mother this morning, God, in preparation for her hip surgery, Lord God, that you would continue to give her the courage to stand, Lord God. Continue to be her strength, God. Continue to be her shield and her buckler, in the name of Jesus. I pray in advance for the hands of the surgeons, Lord God, as they go in to give her back the strength in her leg, God. I bless you in advance for full and total success. Lord God, I pray for Carl this morning, that you would bless him indeed. I thank you for who he is, what he is, how he does, who and what he does, Lord God. I thank you for his gifts and his talents, Lord God, and his desire to be a mentor and a father to those that don't have one, God. Thank you for his willing heart, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you this morning for every single session we've had on this week, that somebody's heart has been healed, that somebody's life has been changed, that somebody's mind has been regulated, oh God. I thank you this morning, Lord, for all of the willing workers on the wall, Lord God. Thank you for how we're being bound up together, how we're being knitted and woven together to encourage one another, to love on one another, oh God, to continue to push one another into greatness, Lord God. I thank you that you called us, Lord God, to operate in our faith, Lord God, in such a fashion that lives would actually be changed, oh God. I bless you this morning for all of the people that are rising up to the call, that are preparing themselves to do battle for the kingdom. I thank you, oh God, that even when it doesn't look good, even when it doesn't feel good, that you are being glorified, that you are being lifted up, Lord God, to draw all men unto you. God, I bless you this morning that we can lead and depend on you in spite of our situations, God, in spite of our circumstances, oh God. I
I come against every spirit of depression and oppression this morning, God. Somebody's heart is heavy. Maybe they didn't have a father, oh God. Maybe they don't feel celebratory this morning. But I thank you in advance that they can look back over their life, oh God, and remember when you were our father, God. Remember when you were the way out of no way, God. Remember when you were the rock, oh God. Remember when you were the bomb in Gilead. I thank you this morning that in spite of what we think we see, oh God, that you are still working things out for our good. I thank you again, Lord, for Romans 8 and 28 that says, now all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. God, I thank you for that Isaiah 54, 1 through 6 this morning. God, that says, stretch forth your curtains. Battle down on the left and on the right, for soon you will be bursting. Lord God, I thank you for a mind to rebuild waste cities, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that while we work, we'll pray. I thank you, Father God, that while we seek, Lord God, we'll stand fast knowing that you are faithful and just, Lord God, to answer our prayer. I bless your name this morning, oh God, for you are our righteousness, God. I pray for every worship service on this morning. Lord God, that not only will your presence manifest, Lord God, but that somebody's heart would be changed, somebody's mind would be liberated, somebody's life would be put together again, oh God. I thank you for the potter's wheel this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that you have the ability to make and shape us. Thank you, Lord God, that where we're broken down, oh God, it's your spirit that builds us up. Lord God, I thank you for every person represented on this line, that you would continue to make them who you called them to be, oh God, that there would be no fear, that there would be only faith, that there would be no trepidation, Lord God, but that there would be an absolute mind made to serve you. Lord God, I ask that you continue to keep us, continue to move in us, God, continue to use us. Lord God, I pray for every worship service this morning, for every worshiper, Lord God, that we'd enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, Lord God, that we would set the atmosphere, that we would change the atmosphere with our praise, that we would change the atmosphere with our worship, that we would change the atmosphere with our heart and our mind, Lord God, focused, fixed, and stayed on you. Lord God, and as we all begin to take our phones off mute, we celebrate your greatness this morning. God, we thank you that you are the ultimate Father, that you are the Father that never fails, that you are the Father that never leaves, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Lord,
for your commitment. We honor and adore you,
Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that new weapon formed against us will ever prosper. We thank you that we call you the God of our salvation. We thank you this morning that we call you our righteousness. We thank you this morning that we call you the Son of the
living
God.
Jesus.
We thank you this morning that you
call
you the
bright
and
moving
home. We thank you this morning that we know who you are, that we understand who you are now. We walk in love because of who you are. We stand fast in love because of who you are, oh God. We thank you this morning.
Thank you
for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisei, God. Thank you for being Jehovah Sikkenu, God. Thank you for being Jehovah, God. We thank you this morning. Oh, I know there are two more faithful people this morning. Open up your mouth and tell the Lord,
hallelujah.
God, we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We give you all the glory this morning. You are our
You are our
people, oh God.
You are the lion
of the tribe of Judah, God.
You are the one who fought the battle, God.
You're the way maker, God. You are everything we need this morning. And God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God. We bless you this morning. glory this morning,
Thank you, Lord God, for hiding on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Alone, Lord God, the Lord of my life, as I surrender my heart to you, Lord God. I ask you, Lord, to rain on my heart this morning. God, hallelujah. Continue to remind me, Lord God, hallelujah, that even you,
thank you, Lord God.
Keeping you and
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Because I desire to be able to walk
right
through it all, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm not looking today, Jesus. I know where my help comes from, Lord God. I keep my eyes to the hills, Lord God, from which comes my help. God's mercy comes from me, Lord God. Now, Lord God, I thank you that I see you. I thank you that I know. Teach me, Lord God, how to walk upright under your blood, Jesus, that I represent you in my life, Lord God. Let me not be just because it sounds good, Father God, and not knowing what to do behind that, Jesus. Lord God, let me be in the house of God, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father God.
We reverence you, Lord God.
Lord God.
We lift you only, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Ask you to love
me, Lord God.
Lord God, continue to keep me from the glory that I've been
bringing to be God.
If I can, I can keep
that.
I've been through that storm, Lord God. I can keep my Lord, count them out, Lord God. Lord God,
confidence.
Lord God, you wouldn't love with me when you pulled me out of that crack house. thank you that hell wasn't meant for me, Lord God. I for God daily. I fall.
Lord God,
I thank you for being my stay, Lord God. I thank you for being able to learn the
Father. Another day to praise you, Lord God.
Lord God, hallelujah.
Another day to praise you, Lord God.
Holy name this morning.
Another day to worship you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God, that my
healing is
now.
Another day to worship you, Lord God.
That's why I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Another day, Lord God, to get it right.
Lord God, I will acknowledge you.
Another day, Lord God, to get it right. Oh, hallelujah. Another day, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you,
Lord God. They have a
another day, Lord God, to study your word, Lord God. Another day, Lord God, to study your word, Lord God.
How will anybody know how I got through unless I tell them what I'm going through? Lord God, I'm going through right now, Jesus, but I'm trusting you. Because I know it's oh glory, Lord God, in my life, Jesus.
Another day, Lord God.
Thank you
for my brother, Lord God.
Glory, Jesus. This will
another day, Lord God. I pray for my brother,
Lord
God.
All day long, Jesus. Not being second, but Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, thank you for being
Lord God.
Lay my head back.
Lord God, we need you, Lord God.
I love you with my whole heart, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I desire to serve you. Thank you, Lord. I glorify your name, Jesus. No other help I know. No other help I know.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Morning, Jesus.
For your love, Lord God.
Your prayer.
Thank you, Lord. For your mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Your grace, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Father.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you,
Lord.
You're worthy. God,
we need you, Lord God.
Show me like, Lord
God.
Lord God.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Be your arm.
We need you, Lord God.
To comfort him right now in the name.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we need you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Your name, we lift you up.
Hallelujah. We are children.
We
praise all the praise and all the praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, this is our God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for my mind this morning.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you, Lord God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, I'm born on that little same path that you laid. I will do that, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Nobody like you in all of the earth, oh Father. We thank you and praise you for the moving of your spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Who we pray.
We thank you for showing us, God. We thank you for your presence in life. We thank you, Lord God, that we know without a shadow of a doubt that we can call on you, God, and you're faithful to answer. So, God, be our strength, be our shield, be our buckler. I continue to keep us mindful that you are our righteousness, God, that you are our strength and present help in the time of trouble, God, that you are our fortress, God, that you are everything that we need to get by, Lord God. We bless you this morning. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you this morning. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the matchless name of Jesus we ask it all. Amen. And God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Thanks for all that praise. Thanks to Pastor LaVelle for that awesome declaration. And this is the time that we ask, is there any first-time callers that called in? Is there anyone that didn't get a chance to say good morning? Now's the time.
Said brother from Brooklyn, Brother Eric. How's everybody doing this morning?
Happy Father's Day, Brother Eric.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Moni.
Good morning, Moni.
Good morning, Moni, and good morning, Brother Brooklyn.
Brother Brooklyn.
Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning, Juju.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, my queen.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Victory family.
Good morning, honey bunny. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Brother Jeff. Happy Father's Day, Pastor.
Pastor
Lavelle.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Hallelujah.
All right. So I'm going to pass the call back to Pastor LaVelle for our Love, Life, and Victory discussion.
Good morning. God morning. Great morning. Again, happy Father's Day to all you brothers. I don't want to be selfish when I say this, but I do want to be selfish. I'm not saying for those mothers who have to be fathers, because I was one and nobody said Happy Mother's Day to me. But anyway, I think that's great that it's Father's Day, because fathers don't get a lot of credit. Those of you who do get fathers credit, I appreciate you for that. God bless you for that. All right. Let's open up this morning. Was there anybody had an aha moment about the declaration or anything? Or any questions, any comments so far?
Hi, this is Pretty Patrice. Thank you, Pastor LaVelle, for your declaration. Great stuff. Me and my husband had a conversation on yesterday, and we were talking about how everyone on the line is a little bit older, like seasoned in age. And I told him with age comes wisdom. And because we had been through that, yes, now we're more wiser. And so we're seeking the kingdom of God, and we want to work for the kingdom. And so when you started out with that you had been through, and where's my paper? I can't see, it's dark. I want to call it right. It is because we've made such bad decisions and that we're filled with wisdom. It is because of the bad decisions that we've made. But it was just confirmation on the conversation that we had last night. And I thank God for your declaration and confirmation that it's okay that we've made bad decisions. But now we are older, we're wiser, and with age comes wisdom. And because of those bad decisions, we seek the God even more and even harder. Amen.
Yes. How did you learn to make good decisions from the wisdom I gained while making bad decisions? Right. I understand.
Amen.
Awesome. Okay. Praise God for that. All right. Anyone else?
This is Tanya. Good morning. Thank you for the declaration. I had an opportunity to spend the morning with my dad yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing. But he said something to me yesterday, and I may not be quoting it right. I'm going to get the verbiage from him, but it went something like this. Hurt learning is far greater than taught learning. So in other words, when you learn something based upon a mistake that you made, and it hurts you or it cuts you or it, you know, really shakes you up, you will hold on to that lesson far greater than you would something that you read in a book.
Well, your daddy hit the nail on the head. He sure did. That was awesome. Wow. There's a difference in common sense and false sense, y'all. And what Tanya just said is right along in that area. I've gained a lot of wisdom in the last few years over hurt learning, even people. I mean, it's amazing the wisdom that I've gained from it. Amen. Thank you, Tanya. Awesome. Anyone else?
Hello, this is Brother Eric. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. I hope that, you know, you will enjoy that tie or, you know, that pair of socks or pair of drawers that you get because, you know, that's all we get on Father's Day. But I'm not going to dwell too much on that.
Did you have to say drawers? Could have been underwear,
but drawers. Pair of underwear. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm a little bit unrefined. But, I wanted to say that, you know, I wanted to go a little bit and piggyback on what was said about from the bad decisions that we make or the bad experiences that what we learn from. But, you know, when you were talking about when Joshua gathered them together and he told them about the stories from the experiences of the road to Shechem or the area of Shechem, what I got from that is that the decisions that we make are from the bad decisions that, you know, or the bad experiences that we decide that we're going to stop this or that we're going to decide that we make a change. Now, there are people that I know, and I'm sure that everybody on the line knows, that keep making the wrong decisions, you know, and they never learn. And it reminds me of the statement, there ain't no fool like an old fool, you know. And Joshua had came from that same place where, like you say, Abraham and where Joseph, and we need to know that our decisions, when we learn something or when we come across a bad situation, to learn to, first of all, make a change. And then base our decisions on, you know, I was in this place one time, and I decided to stop. I decided to put down them cigarettes and that liquor. I decided to stop being with married women when I almost got shot jumping out the window, you know. And so it was that part of declaration where I had the aha moment where, you know what I'm saying, I ain't got to keep making the same decisions. I don't have to be in that same situation, that I can learn from that situation, and I can make a better decision based on what I went through.
Wow. Awesome. I didn't know you almost got shot jumping out of Mary Woman's window, but okay.
No, that was the example, Pastor.
Praise God.
Well, I don't know, Eric. You said it with such conviction.
For
I kind of believed you, but okay.
Hey, you know, we get a pass on Father's Day. Just, you know, okay. Thank you.
Good morning, family. It's Miss D.
Good morning, Miss D.
Good morning, Minister. What I'm walking away with from this declaration this morning is the scripture used: "Choose ye this day whom you will serve." Serve being my key word for today, and it's just something that's been going on with me for a little while now about serving and being the eyes, the ears, and the extension, the hand of Christ out into a dying world. Because how are they going to know Christ if they don't come to a place to meet Christ? And so for the world that's dying and the things that are going on in my community and worldwide, it's for me to learn how to serve by studying the Word of God and doing the will of Him, through allowing Him to do His will through my life. So that's what I'm going to walk away with today, and asking Him more to teach me how to be that servant, because I've already chosen Him. And like you said, every morning I get up and make a conscious decision, no matter what's going on in my life and things are going on, that I'm going to be a servant for Him. I'm not going to let what is affecting my life affect my servitude to Christ, because it's important that I continue to disciple somebody else and to let them see the Christ in me as I go about today. So that's what I walk away with this morning, how to serve.
Bless His name.
Happy Father's Day, every guy on, every man on the line. I love you guys. I don't have a dad, and my dad has been gone most of my life. So I'm thankful for all the men that I encounter in my life who have been able to be that role model for me. You guys have a blessed day.
Praise God.
Good morning, Pastor Lavelle.
Good morning, Brother Jeff.
I missed the declaration this morning, but I got a whole lot out of what I got. When I joined the call, it was a little over 40 victors on the line. And I just want to say thank you to all the women and everyone that lift up the men on this call, because I've never heard so many people, so many women lifting up and praying for men. Of course, it's Father's Day, and we're being acknowledged today as fathers. But since I joined this line, other than my wife, you know, there's been times when I was laying in the bed half asleep, I would feel her anointing my head with oil and praying for me. She did that. She does that for me and my son. But since I've been on this line, I want to say thank you to the women on this line that lift men up, that's praying for us. There's certain victors on this line who that really impact me. And I just want to say thank you, because it's impacting. It's very powerful for me to know that, and to hear and see that folks are lifting me up as a man. And, you know, I didn't hear your declaration, but Lord knows I've had some issues in life, far as behaviors and choices that I was clearly aware that I was in violation, and I continue to make those bad choices and bad decisions, and it but for the grace of God, that I was able to turn away and turn around and run toward Christ, because I was destined. I was destined for destruction, and I saw it. I was caught up, and I couldn't stop. So it's the grace of God that allowed me to change, and run toward Christ. So, my God. So I didn't hear the declaration, but my goodness. Thank you. I just want to thank y'all sisters for lifting the men up.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Jeff. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? I'm sorry? Somebody saying something? All right. Anyone else? Serving God is a choice. Lisa's declaration touched me so yesterday. I had to piggyback on it. Whom do you say he is? I mean, wow. Whom do you say he is? And when I use that Greek word, Jesus Christos Kyrios, what the New Testament calls him, meaning he's in Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Greeks use a term called sui generis. Sui generis means he's in a class all by himself. For instance, if there's one person, there's always an equal to that person. Because if you said Magic Johnson, I'd say Michael Jordan. If you'd say Jodeci, I'd say Boys to Men. If you'd say Babe Ruth, I'd say Hank Aaron. If you said B.B. King, I'd say Bobby Blue Bland. If you said Halle Berry, I'd probably say Hallelujah. When you say Jesus, Jesus is in a class all by himself. Amen. Anyone else? That was my funny for the day.
Okay, we're praying for you. Uh-huh. We're praying.
Oh, my goodness. I think all the brothers would agree with me if somebody said Halle Berry. One of us
I ain't agreeing to that, man. My wife right here.
Oh, she got that girl.
Father's Day or not.
Juju said, I wish you would. I would. You bet not. All right, anyone else? Come on, y'all. Let's talk about this. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Did you notice, did y'all see that he gave them four choices? Did y'all notice that? Go back and read that again, Joshua 24:14-15, that he gave them four choices. And then he said, I would rather y'all do this, but here's your choice. A lot of people don't know that about Abraham and his father. Abraham's father, Terah, was an idol moon worshiper. A lot of people didn't know that. Yes, Abraham, the father of the faithful, the father of many nations, the most famous man in human history. Because Jesus is not the most famous man in human history. A lot of people don't know that. But Abraham, because even the Muslims have their genealogy rooted in Abraham.
Pastor, can you repeat the scripture?
Joshua 24:14-15.
Thank you.
Look at that again. Anyone else?
No?
White, well, LT said out loud. LT said he's my all in all and everything to me. That's what he is to her. All right. Anyone else? Nobody? Nothing? Nothing at all? Nothing at all. All right. Well, then, if it ain't nothing else, y'all, it is 7:30, and I know it's Father's Day. We will conclude early today. And I love every last one of you. You all have a wonderful day in worship today. I want to put something on the calendar, and I will put it in the room. The fifth Sunday of August is my appreciation, and I would appreciate it if all of Declared Victory can come and celebrate that day with me. We'll be in Sassoon at my pastor's church, Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Dr. Cleveland Lee. He will be preaching that service. All of my friends will be there. So I'm going to post that in the room, and then hopefully we can put it in the announcements. I pray that everyone come celebrate that day with me on that day. That's the fifth Sunday of August, the last Sunday of August, all right? So go to worship today, and when you get to worship, make sure you worship. And I want you to see Jesus in the worship, because if you go to worship and you don't see Jesus in the worship, you have not worshiped. Have a wonderful day. To all the fathers again, God bless you. Enjoy your day. I'm going to have morning worship, then I'm going fishing. So y'all pray for me.
Happy Father's
Day to you and all the dads.
Peace. Happy
Father's Day.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your days, guys. Peace and love.
God bless everybody.